the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous Memorial Day weekend and you had a chance to hang a flag or tip a cap or say hello to somebody you know down the street who served. Because I know Memorial Day is about honoring the fallen heroes, but I think we could have honored, at least some of us did anyway, the current heroes of all the things that we have raging in the Middle East between Afghanistan, the cleanup in Iraq, and who knows where we go from here. Could be Iran, could be Korea, but just anybody who has given time to the military, what that means for our freedoms. Man, you got to love Memorial Day for that. I mean, truly, honestly. And it is a chance to spend with your family. I think it goes hand in hand because we live in the greatest, baddest place on the face of the earth. And the reason you can kick back and drink those cold ones and hang with the family and say whatever you want to say on networks like this one when you call in, because we don't have state-run media like North Korea, like China, like so many other places, like Venezuela. There are things that definitely you have to pinch yourself and feel pretty lucky about living in this great country. So coming up here in this first hour of America Tonight, we got We Can Count. Do you believe we're already into June? I promise I'm not going to start that whole thing where I do the countdown. But we have Gallup numbers. Republicans are jumping out to what they're calling historic leads. The midterm elections are seemingly right around the corner. So what does that mean? We'll talk about it. How about the Gore's marriage? Apparently they're separated. They wanted to make it clear there were no affairs involved in this one after how many years of marriage? And we have a couple of other things that we'll throw in as surprises, I think, during our We Can Count segment. I know so many of you love that. It's a new feature we started doing, I guess, about maybe two months ago. And that'll be in our very last little bit of a segment this hour as we're racing toward the finish line. Hey, speaking of racing toward the finish line, do you believe it? The Belmont is up this week. So don't forget, Thursday, in our third hour, we'll have another trifecta challenge. I am desperate to hit a trifecta. And if one of you hits a trifecta, just pick your numbers. You don't have to know anything about horses. If you do, that's just an extra bonus. But you're picking numbers, and if you nail our trifecta challenge, you win the biggest, baddest prize that we've ever offered here on America Tonight. I mean, we're basically emptying our closet. And if you don't nail the trifecta, hey, at least you tried. We always have a lot of fun with that. And that's Thursday in our third hour. So we begin once again with BP, now the true two dreaded letters. The feds say they're opening up a criminal investigation of the oil spill. Everybody and their brother was throwing in their two cents about how they can plug the hole. You can do the same thing. How do you think we should plug it up? I mean, really, anybody's guess is as good as the people that are running BP, it seems. Junk shots and all that and top kill that didn't work out. So if you want to offer something up, do it. 800-259-5791. In fact, Titanic director James Cameron is actually joining the effort to figure out how to plug this hole. And why not? He spent some time underwater making movies. And speaking of that, we're going to talk with Steve Wolf. He's got a Hollywood special effects background. He's a dude that has a crew that might have an opinion on how you could plug this thing up, and we're going to do that in another 10 minutes. But in the meantime, the oil continues to spill. That's why we're talking about plugging up the leak. Unfortunately, I was hoping after Memorial Day I would jump on the air and say, geez, I was wrong. I'm eating crow, and this thing worked. I can't believe it. BP tried to play it safe, and they said there was only a 60% chance it would work anyway. Well, it failed miserably, the whole top kill thing, which means millions and millions of barrels of oil have definitely already slammed into the Gulf waters. And how far it actually goes, we don't know. It's a lot of the same questions we were talking about last week where we left off. Here are a couple of thoughts from guys like James Carville and Congressman Ed Markey, who says it's all idiotic.
This is an uncontrolled
science experiment, which is unprecedented, 1 mile below the sea.
James Carville, for his part, was getting a lot of attaboys from Republican types. Hey, people on this show, people who call this show a lot that are in the conservative bent, you know, I always say left, right, or in between. I don't care. I invite everybody. It's all about the conversation. But those who call up felt that Carville got an attaboy for his criticism of Obama and the way he's been handling the spill, but he kind of had a change of heart. Here's what he said recently about Obama and how he's handling this spill now.
The president needs to explain to the country what's happening out there and go, why this area is so vital to the United States, and what he's doing to deal with this. I think the president understands the depth of this, and I think that he's been down here, and I really think he's going to give this address to the nation, explain to us what's going on, rally us as a country.
Yeah, rally us as a country. Good luck on that one. And in the meantime, Carville also kicked in his 2 cents overall about this oil spill.
This is literally a war that the United States is in. There's foreign substances that are invading our coastline, and it's not just Louisiana. It could be all over the Gulf Coast. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, and that's the big question. And, no, and many of you who have listened to me over the years know that I have family in Florida, and there's nothing better to me than getting to spend time with my nephew in Tampa, St. Pete. But I'll tell you, who knows what the beaches are going to look like in the next month or two. A Florida beach might get hit with oil from the Deepwater Horizon for the first time on Wednesday. They're seeing a sheen. It's being reported about 10 miles off of Pensacola Beach. I mean, this is what we're up to now, looking for slicks, chartered boat captains with binoculars trying to figure out where is that slimy oil tar ball headed. And it is headed for Pensacola. They're confirming it is less than, right now, before I jumped on the air, 10 miles offshore. Winds are blowing from the south and the west. This is what's kicking it in. And they're pushing the outer edges of the slick from the spill closer to the panhandle beaches. So this is what you do. You panic, and then you send out emergency crews, and they scour the beaches. They're looking for oil. They're trying to use the boom, you know, shore up the miles of the boom. They're trying to block oil from reaching the waterways, but they plan to leave the beaches unprotected because they can't protect them. It's too hard to do it. And in this case, they say it would be easier to clean it up. And ironically, and this is really the start of summer vacation for so many, the spill hitting the shores pretty much coincides with the official beginning of the Panhandle summer tourism season. And like Tampa, St. Pete, like Miami, like Jacksonville, like so many places on the East Coast and the West Coast of Florida, it is about people going to the beach and fishing and boating and using their jet skis and doing everything that you can possibly do in an ocean. Pensacola Beach has already said they're looking for about $150,000 from BP to buy those sifting machines and a tractor to try to remove oil from the white sands, and they haven't heard back from BP. They're waiting for an answer. Remember, the big bad company is promising it's going to pay any expenses, but they say it's been pretty slow, the red tape, and trying to cut through it. All right, we're going to cut through it a little bit more with Steve Wolf here on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands. thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
All right, so you heard me talk about this oil spill. For how many days now? Since April 20th. It's hitting two more states. As I said, nothing makes me more furious than to think of my Florida vacation completely in shambles. And all the people I know that make a living off of that coastline. But oil is headed toward Pensacola just for a start. So far, BP is spending like $70 billion. I could give a crap how much money they spend, but I think this has to be cleaned up, period, end of story. And why can't this leak be fixed? Here's the weird thing about this, too, and it's interesting when you call and you try to talk to someone from BP, too, but there's this new stream of oil, let's say, that's emerged from the undersea well at this point after a remote-controlled submarine cut into the well's riser pipe. Oh, yeah. So it's been nothing but a comedy of errors. So I say everybody come up with their best junk shot. I mean, everybody. If you have an idea, call us here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. All right, who better to turn to than the folks in Hollywood, right? They make the magic happen. They make dreams come true. So I'm very pleased to welcome Steve Wolf. He's a Hollywood special effects pro, and it was just announced today that James Cameron wanted to throw in his two cents. I mean, he's the guy from Titanic and all of that. So maybe we do turn to Hollywood. Why not? Kevin Costner said he had an idea. Hey, Steve, he's in our virtual green room right now. We're going to usher him in. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
All right, let's talk about this. So you've been following this thing, and you know, you, as I said, you guys create the dreams, and you've had to have all these camera shots and engineering feats underwater and do all kinds of special effects, and you've had your company specifically apparently has helped solve some pretty crazy problems for NASA, for the McDonald Observatory, I'm told, and for a few other places as well. So you've got some experience in this game. What's the first thing you think should be done now at this point?
Have the people at the controls step aside and let people with some problem-solving skills help out a little bit. I'd love to slam BP on how they're handling this, and as you said, it is a comedy of errors, but the flip side is that this is their site, it's their equipment, and if you want to have any influence in helping, you've got to help BP solve this problem. Since I don't own a rover, I can't go down in my own ROV, I don't have my own, you know, video feed from the well. It's going to have to be done as a cooperative effort. The people that are good at drilling oil are very good at that. They know how to get that oil up out of the ground, and that's their specialty. But when a problem arises that is something that they don't have experience with, they're having a hard time changing gears and doing the type of creative problem-solving skills that special effects guys are really good at.
Yeah, and why are special effects, I mean, this is a layup question, but I think everybody would be interested in this. Why are you guys so good at this stuff?
I think it's really just the nature of people who go into it. We're driven by curiosity. We're driven by a love of science and invariably convinced that no matter what mechanical challenge arises, that we'll be able to solve it. Virtually every problem at one point was considered unsolvable. We had manned flight, oh, that could never happen. Go to the moon, oh, that could never happen. Go to Mars, oh, that could never happen. Solve an oil spill, oh, that could obviously never happen. Well, you know, I disagree with all these things, and I say, you know what, it's just a matter of turning a problem on its head, looking at it from a different point of view, and you know, fresh eyes and a fresh mind will solve most things.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they're exhausted, I'm sure, from doing everything that they've been doing since April, because as I said, this has been since April 20th. Have you offered, has your company offered to help them?
We have offered. We've written to them when we've called them and have yet to get a reply from them. So we are in good standing behind 17 other nations that have also offered their help and had no reply.
Yeah, so maybe the key is and this is what I heard from a good source inside is, I mean, it's just pressure. And of course it's pressure. It's wall-to-wall pressure. And they're trying to get them to open up a little bit more and let, as you say, the problem solvers come in and help a little bit more. Now, you've done this before. What did you do when you stepped in for, like, NASA, for example? I'm trying to stretch my imagination and figure that out. What did your company do for NASA?
Sure. Well, with NASA, it was an educational challenge. They were trying to figure out how they were going to get kids interested in science when science was such a boring subject for them, you know, in school. And when we showed, we developed a program whereby NASA was able to show kids that science is actually at the root of everything that children hold dear. And that's their Xbox and their Wii and Spider-Man and Iron Man. And none of these, you know, cornerstones of a child's existence would happen without science. With the McDonald Observatory, they had a problem with a $12 million telescope they couldn't see. And it turns out that while the telescope was engineered properly, they built it on a rock that was being heated every day by the sun. And then when they opened the roof to the telescope, all that heat would come up through and create a heat shimmer, which made it impossible to see clearly. So the people
you stepped in there, yeah.
Who work with these environments every day, you know, develop a myopic condition where they can only see things from their point of view.
Right.
Einstein said when you want to solve a problem, you have to solve it from above the level of the problem. So smart people will bring in people who know nothing about it and say, what do you see here? I'm too close to this problem to do. you don't know anything about this, but you've got a good science sense. What do you see? What am I missing that's right in front of my face?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I have a leak in my house, if I were to call a plumber, I bet the last thing he would be pack a truck full of mud and squirt it at my leaking house, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, where the idea comes that you shoot mud at a leak?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. mud is soft, pliable, gooey, you know, not very high viscosity, and you expect that to penetrate a hole with 6,000 PSI of oil coming out and then be surprised when it doesn't work. It's kind of baffling.
Yeah, I think it's baffling, too. I think the top kill thing was destined to fail right from the start. I wrote an article about it. I talked to a couple of different people about it. I knew there was just no way. That's why they were hedging their bet. They were trying to get some time, and they were saying, oh, 60% chance it might work. So what would you...
Well, they're hedging again. Now they're cutting the top off, and they preface everything they say now with, well, this might not work. You know, well we already know to expect that. From their past performance.
Yeah, no kidding. That's,
you know,
we're waiting for that.
Experimenting over the weekend with liquid nitrogen, which is minus 320 degrees plus or minus, and boy, that stuff freezes oil solid as a rock in no time flat. If you took a tube of liquid nitrogen and you squirted it deep down in the well pipe to where the well pipe enters the cavern where the oil is, freeze that oil solid, it'll actually form its own plug and buy you a fair amount of time to work on sealing the plumbing above.
But all right, so here we have a good solution, liquid nitrogen.
Right. Go ahead.
So we have a good solution, liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, it freezes it, and when it's done, you know, it just bubbles up as nitrogen, which is what 80% of the air is made out of. So it's not introducing harmful chemicals to the environment. It's not, you know, nuking the ocean floor. It's not spreading dangerous chemicals. It's simply freezing the oil in place to give you time to implement the mechanical solution on the pipe.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that somebody's listening to this, because we're going to send a copy to BP, and let's hope that they call you up sooner rather than later. That's one suggestion that sounds very plausible to me from the way you described it, Steve. Hey, we appreciate you coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. There's the solution. Steve Wolf, a Hollywood special effects dude, saying, listen, you're too close to this thing. You know how to drill, but let somebody else figure out what has happened here, how we can solve this problem. And look what he talked about with the liquid nitrogen. Sounds a lot better than the mud process they were trying, for sure. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 800-259-5791. On the flip side, odds and ends.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey, just a hint, if you were thinking of buying any shares in BP, it's not a good time to do it right now. I know you're not stunned by this news. You have to be a financial genius to figure this out. But of course, they're tumbling. In fact, down 15% in U.S. trading anyway, down $6.40 to be exact. That's a huge chunk. Also fell on the London Stock Exchange. I mean, this is Britain's baby. The British oil giant's stock has fallen actually 40% overall since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded on April 20th, and it's lost almost $75 billion of its value. I'm not worried so much about stock. You know, I keep going back to the same thing. To me, it's about this, the cleanup thing. Just get this thing plugged. Just get it plugged, for God's sake. I mean, sort the rest out later. Just get it plugged. And I think having Steve Wolf try to make sense of this was a smart thing, because guys like Steve Wolf they're just problem solvers. He's right. It's got to be somebody who comes up with the solution who's not attached to what you're actually doing there with the drilling. That's why you have, he's right in making the comparisons. It's like consultants that actually work, because because I'm not saying all consultants are great, but consultants who can look at a problem and cut through it when a company can't do it because they have tunnel vision. And definitely BP has tunnel vision, I think, at this point, I would say. You might have your own, I'm calling it junk shot. I'm ripping off the word, but that's okay. We know the traditional junk shot, as it's been thrown out there, at least the one connected to BP and plugging that hole or that leak with shredded tires and golf balls. But there might be a better junk shot out there, and it's probably this liquid nitrogen. I'm sure there are people who have other thoughts on this as well. So 800-259-7791 or AmericaTonight.net. I promised odds and ends, and, you know, this odds and ends thing is our own sort of shot where we pull it all together, we throw everything in the mix, because so much has happened in the last 3 or 4 days since we've been on the air, from sports, you know, all the way through to politics. Strange thing making news in politics, and it has to do with divorce, making huge headlines, is the Gores, Tipper and Al, because, you know, they had that marriage where he had the famous kiss, and, you know, you look at the Clintons and the Bill fooling around stuff, and I Stand By My Man, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton still together, for what it's worth. But here, Al and Tipper Gore now making a big announcement about separation. And why do we care? Well, you know, it's just interesting from the perspective, I think, of the 40 years. 40 years of being together and playing up the 40 years of, you know, hey, this is, I've known her since prom, and we have the perfect thing and all that stuff. So what they did is they immediately, this is what happens when you're public now, whether it's politics or you're a celebrity in a different field or whatever, they circulated a joint email message to friends announcing that after, this is, tell me what you think of this, after a great deal of thought and discussion, we've decided to separate. So people were stunned, apparently, by this, and had people close to them had no idea there was anything going on, because they think of the big kiss at the 2000 Democratic Convention, which led to a lot of debate about public displays of affection. And, you know, these are college sweethearts with public things that they dealt with. Battles with depression, battles with the loss of the presidency to Bush, also other things. I think the son was hit. He wasn't killed, but he was hit by a car. And there were just, you know, whatever, various things. And they're in their early 60s, but there were things behind the scenes, I guess, that people didn't know. And it had nothing to do with other people. They were clear about that. They released that information. So that was one of the odds and ends that we thought we'd throw out to you here on America Tonight. But there are so many others, and this is a bigger one. Because when you talk about politics, the politics on the world stage, you could hear a pin drop. And when I say you can hear a pin drop, there are a lot of questions being raised about an Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. And now there are demands for an international investigation on this. And when this happened, you know, there was this, what happened now, the latest is, so you know, this flotilla was just a humanitarian deal. And the Gaza Freedom March is what it was called, made their motivations pretty clear. They released a statement and said that a violent response from Israel will breathe new life into the solidarity, the Palestinian movement has, drawing attention to this blockade, right? So Israel botched this one. They botched it. A commando raid on this Turkish flagged ship left 9 people dead and has absolutely cut open Israel to lots of criticism. Now, what does the U.S. do in this case? You think of the United States and the tension with Benjamin Netanyahu and Washington and some of the previous things that have now happened, and this is yet another thing. And Israel's ties with Turkey once were pretty close. Now I got to think they're not close at all, given what's happened here. Then you've got the Hamas nutballs in Gaza, and it gives them propaganda, baby. Let's just churn this up. And that's what they're doing, churning it up. And then you complicate the whole peace deal with the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. It also makes it very tough for the U.S. Because what is the White House going to do as far as the United Nations Security Council and, you know, in putting these sanctions on Iran and the nuclear program? Should it really? But it's ammunition, baby. It's ammunition. So what is this blockade working? What is it doing? What is the blockade doing? The Israeli Defense Forces, I mean, I know this is radio, but I looked at this twice today. They've put out a video showing that the commandos were attacked. And then the question becomes, why weren't they prepared to defend themselves without slaughtering the 9 people? So at this point, it goes back to the Gaza Strip. Hamas grabbed control of it in 2007, if you go back in history, right? And I think I'm right on that 2007. You know how I am with math, but I'm thinking that's right. So Israel, with Egypt's help, imposed a blockade on goods and people going in and out of that territory. And that the goal of the whole thing was to turn the people against their new government. So here we are 3 years later, and guess who's still in charge? The dopes from Hamas. And the blockade hasn't worked in that situation. You think of 8 out of 10 people who need international aid just to survive. And that's what they're trying to illustrate with this whole blockade. So, I mean, this flotilla deal is bad for the Prime Minister Netanyahu. He definitely isn't afraid. The one thing I like about Netanyahu is not afraid to speak his mind, but he's not afraid of the confrontation. But the confrontation that puts the U.S. right in the middle of this. So you have to think that France, England, Russia, China are pushing Israel to lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip. To just lift it. And for all those people in Gaza, they would get that aid that they needed. But what about the thugs of Hamas? Then certainly they win. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing. And I believe that there's going to be massive, I mean, there already is, there's now, but there's going to be even more pressure on Israel to lift the blockade. And if they don't, what happens then? And how much of a push is there to have something else happen with some other flotilla, some other aid in trying to push it through the blocked area? Speaking of blocked, what happened with Korea, North Korea and South Korea? It's the big stare down on the 38th parallel. Well, we've always had that, right? But now there's a new report that's been leaked that says North Korea is exporting nuclear technology and is using front companies to actually export nuclear and missile technology to Iran, Syria, and Burma. So there is certainly a crisis on the Korean Peninsula. But how far does this crisis go? And this leaked UN report claiming that North Korea is defying UN sanctions is just churning it up as well. So we got a lot of hot spots bubbling over, let's say, in the Middle East. Where does it all end? Spin the wheel of fortune or misfortune is probably a better way to put it. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, somewhat. We Can Count next on America Tonight.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet's rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Coming up, We Can Count here on America Tonight. Boy, it feels like you're... Doesn't it feel... like you're slogging through it when you come back from a holiday. I was talking to a bunch of people today, actually, around the BP site, and they said people were just down and out. I mean, long faces like you wouldn't believe, but I think that's for a different reason. I think it's because half of them are out to lunch, and they're just stretched so thin at this point. So we started the hour talking about the big oil spill and the kill shot not working and top kill not working and junk the couch not working and anything you can possibly think of that you could throw into a hole that was spewing oil, it's just not working. So time to think outside of the box and bring in anyone and everyone who has an idea that just might work, especially if it's not going to cost a lot to try it anyway. Who cares? Throw it out there. And I think some of the suggestions that are out there really, at this point, what does it matter? Because they're like $70 billion in the hole anyway. Just try whatever you can try. anything. Anything that you know has a shot, let's say. Let's go to Tom, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you? Did you have a good grilling weekend?
Oh, I just hung around La Casa with the missus. That's all we did.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I wanted to give Clint Eastwood a happy birthday because everybody that watches his movie gets even by proxy.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I'm
Absolutely.
Still back on Dirty Harry. I love it. Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah, that's right. Now then, I want to tell you something that probably nobody's talking about at the UN meeting this month. And it's going to be the UN arms meetings in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start whittling away at our Second Amendment. And you just what? Everybody that's going there for the USA is anti-weapon.
That's true, and we have talked about that in the past because this has been on the docket for a while, and you're right. You're smart to circle that on the calendar.
Exactly.
And it will get more play as it gets closer, but let's hope that we don't see something disastrous come out of this because I think, to be honest, I mentioned the UN when I was talking about what was going on in the Middle East, Tom. I think the UN is a very limp organization. They come up with these broad proclamations, but that doesn't really amount to a lot. The one thing that they can do sometimes is get food to poor people, but then sometimes they're making dirty deals for the food that they get to poor people. So I think the UN has been a big disappointment.
I think so, and if nobody believes us, just talk to Rwanda or Somalia or the
That's
Congo
right.
or West
That's
Africa.
Right.
Talk to Indian people. But I want to ask every American to do one thing. I belong to an organization. I'm a lifetime member that supports the Constitution. I'm not going to tell you which one it is because I probably can't. But I think don't vote your party. Vote your Constitution. Vote your Bill of Rights. The party has absolutely zero to do with it anymore. If you don't vote your Constitution, we're all going to be like Somalia, and we ain't going to like it at all.
Tom, well said. As a person who reveres the Constitution and grew up just a stone's throw away from Philadelphia, I got to agree with you. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
You take care, partner. Great area, Brownwood, Texas. Let's go across the border, skip over to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
First of all, that person who answered the phone called you Kim.
That's okay. I always get called Kim Delaney by everybody. Everybody confuses me with NYPD blue chick
yeah.
Kim. It's all right. Don't worry.
The UN, pardon my language, is a bunch of, and if you want to beat me out, go ahead.
Whoops. We had to drop Sam. Rachel, Sam was on fire tonight. Did you do that to him? You set him off.
I don't know, but how's your sister Dana? Is she on Desperate Housewives still?
That's okay. People have said that to me.
I am so sorry. Should I have a delay button going for your show?
Time to put that delay to work.
America Tonight. This is not Alex Jones, people. Please.
Okay. She's working. That's Rachel, by the way. Woodhouse is doing a great job on the technicals. Now she's got to go work on the delay. Wow. Oh, my, oh, my. It's an unglued hump day because we're into Wednesday for the most part. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. All right, without further ado, let's skip over to something fun like We Can Count. Right here on our first day back. I mean, hey, we got serious things that we're always talking about here on ATN. But quickly, I'm going to tell you this. The World Cup power rankings came out because I know you're desperate to find out what they are. The World Cup favorite is number one in the rankings is Spain. Number two is Brazil. There's a method to my madness. Three is the Netherlands. Four is England. Five is Germany. Hear the U.S. coming out of my lips yet? Six is Argentina. Seven, Serbia. Eight is Italy. Nine is Portugal. Ten is France. Where is the U.S.? We don't even care about the World Cup that much. Sorry if you're into it. But where is the U.S.? The U.S. is all the way down to 14. All I see is kids playing soccer. But I guess what the problem is the U.S. hasn't produced a soccer superstar. And until that happens, we're going to be always out of the top 10. And then there are these injuries to some of the key players. And there are two players that haven't really been slowed down by the injuries that will be the ones to watch for the U.S. So I'm just going to give you their names. Write them down. Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey, who will be your big-time prowlers on the flanks. They will be prowling the flanks, as they say. And there'll be two that you have to watch for on Bob Bradley's team. Bob Bradley, by the way, is the coach of the U.S. team. Enough about soccer. But now you know. And I guess it's because other countries put soccer so much more above the other sports, where we're really the big four, right? Baseball, football, certainly. And thus you see the excitement over the NFL and college football and whatnot. And basketball, we're in the NBA playoffs right now. It's down to the Lakers and the Celts. Then there were two teams, Lakers and the Celts. And hockey, too, would make the list. And with hockey, you've got the Flyers and the Chicago Blackhawks. Unfortunately, Chicago is pounding my Flyers as they are down two games, 0-2 to start up the Stanley Cup Finals. Wow, what happened? I have no idea what happened. All right, some other things from We Can Count. They're talking about hurricane season. And a lot of people are worried about hurricane season because of the oil and worried if there's a storm surge, what would it do with the oil? Would it bring it further inland? Scientists are saying, don't worry about it. The deal here is that there's more rumors and there's more to the whole thing of being worried about what's going to happen with hurricanes than will actually prove out. So, for example, they're talking about surges. In New Orleans, they had a 17-foot surge. In the Gulf, they say imagine a 30-foot black wave coming out of the Gulf, but scientists say that's not what will happen. By the way, they're anticipating 14 to 23 storms, 8 to 14 of which would be hurricanes. 3 to 7 of those storms could become major hurricanes at the categories, which we don't like, of 3, 4, or 5. Have any thoughts? Send them to me at americantonight.net.